Well, if there are not enough things to be concerned about and be worried about, if you face the situation where you need to put a friend or a family member in some kind of a long-term facility, maybe a drug and alcohol treatment center, maybe it's a nursing home, you worry, are they going to be safe? You hear the horror stories. Well, Duluth Bethel is trying to do their part to make things a little bit easier, to kind of grease the wheels of the process so it's easier for the background checks to be done and it's easier for you to have a sense that you're keeping your people safe. Dennis Cummings is the executive director of Duluth Bethel, and he joins us on the phone this morning to talk about a new program that they've got going. Dennis, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Talk about your fingerprinting program and why this is something that's, A, kind of new, and, B, that you're making a... Oh, sorry about that. I don't know where that came from. And that you're making available to other places that might want to take advantage of it.
Yes, the Department of Human Services implemented a new program that began to transition December 2015 called Net Study 2.0. And what it basically is a system to take background studies that used to operate on primarily just name and date of birth, to use scanned electronic fingerprint images to match subjects with state criminal records instead of just using their name and date of birth, and along with a photo ID. And so hospitals, healthcare facilities, chemical dependency facilities, anything licensed by the Minnesota Department of Human Services is required to make that transition. There was a deadline given until December 27th of 2016, and then a transition process that was supposed to expire by the end of this March so that everybody's on board. And that system requires anybody that's working in a facility with vulnerable adults to have their staff are required to successfully complete a background study before that they can have direct client contact or contact with individuals. And so when they transitioned the system throughout the state of Minnesota, there were providers that volunteered to get on board and to do this, but they were scattered and limited, and some people had limited hours. And so accessibility started to become, there was some difficulties with that. So the Duluth Bethel initiated some conversations with the Department of Human Services, and we have contracted with the Federal Bureau of Prisons since 1986 and have required all of our staff to do ink fingerprinting. And so in own Bethel's having difficulty in getting access to the facilities that would have a scanner, we entered into a contract with the Minnesota Department of Human Services to do the fingerprinting.
So that, for example, if somebody wants to go to work at a nursing home, for example, and they need to have the background check done and they need to, what does it involve? They need to give their fingerprints, or they need to have access to a scanner so their fingerprints can be scanned and they can go into the system? Is that how that works?
Correct. They would go into a facility, and Duluth Bethel isn't the only one in Duluth, but they would come into a facility. There's a website on the Minnesota Department of Human Services website that will list the facility locations throughout the state of Minnesota. You can go to any facility. There's a $9 fee, and they come in with a picture ID, and the whole process takes, depending on who's doing it, and if there's a line or not, but from start to finish, the process is 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And that information then goes directly to the Minnesota Department of Human Services. The entities that are collecting the fingerprints, they don't see any of the information. It's just a collection process to scan the fingerprints, get the ID, and those get submitted together. And so the collectors have no information on anybody's background. It isn't like they don't fill out a criminal history form or any of that. And once that's submitted to the state, then they match that person's identification, any potential criminal history. The other, I think, advantage to the system is that also once people are entered into the system, if people were to develop some charges after point of hire, those are also reported to the system.
So if, for example, someone was found to be up to no good, the information would be there and it would show up with their records. So instead of, you know, the paper process where, you know, okay, well, we have to complete a background check and this, you know, goes on and on and on, the information would be available fairly quickly.
Yeah, it's a much faster system. And in fingerprinting is a really, it's a fine art. We have a director here, Lisa Rindall, who I think could do double duty and farm herself out. She's been collecting fingerprints on ink and doing it for some time, and it takes a real knack to collect them and not smudge them. The big advantage to an electronic scan is, you know, instantly if the fingerprint was successful. If not, you just rescan. So if somebody were to apply for a job, say at a nursing home, they apply for the job, they're required to complete the background study. They find a site and they go get scanned. And if there is a criminal charge, that's something that would raise a red flag. And there's a variety of criteria, but DHS would then not only notify that individual, but they notify the agency that they've applied for. And then there are several statuses. There may be, you know, completely denied to be able to work. They could maybe work with supervision, and then they might take a little bit closer to look at, you know, what transpired, how long ago, what's transpired since then. So a criminal history doesn't necessarily automatically exclude anybody from service. But this system gets the information far quicker, far faster, and it matches, again, the fingerprints with a photo ID instead of just name and date of birth.
The other thing, it seems, is that there is built into the system, there is built in a little bit of subtlety. In the sense that, like you say, I mean, if somebody, there are certain crimes, of course, that people could commit, you know, jaywalking, for example, that might not necessarily prohibit them from working with vulnerable adults, but others that could. And so it sounds as though it isn't kind of a binary thing. It's like, you've got something criminal on your records, so you're out the door.
Yeah, correct. Maltreatment in the state of Minnesota is defined as abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation. So criminal activity that could bode to those kind of activities, they're screened immediately. And so it's a much faster process. And for facilities that are struggling to find qualified staff or having workforce issues, the wait time used to be significant. So this is a huge advantage for employers that are looking for qualified staff because the turnaround time is so much more quick. And it's a huge benefit to the people applying for jobs because they don't have to wait nearly as long to get those clearances done so they can get started working almost immediately.
Exactly. This sounds like a wonderful thing that Bethel's doing, not only to keep its own people safe, its own clientele safe, but also to make it easier for, as you say, all of the different organizations in the area that are hiring people to work with vulnerable adults, that are trying to keep the staffing levels up, and it just quicker turnaround time and just another place that you can go and take advantage of using the fingerprint scanner.
You know, when we looked at this and we talked to the Minnesota Department of Human Services and the Background Study Division, it just seemed like one of those circumstances where, you know, everybody wins. Clearly, the Bethel would not be dependent on another facility. There were some facilities that attempted to do this, but restriction with hours and if there were shorter windows, there might be lines. So the Bethel's been staffed 24 hours, 7 days a week between all its programs and services. Centrally located in Duluth, two blocks off the bus line, easy access. We do the majority of the fingerprinting during the business hours, but people can call and make arrangements if they're working, you know, single parents trying to juggle a job, daycare, and you know, other things. So the hours seem flexible, and so for our own staff being required to do it and to open it up to the public seemed like a win-win situation. The fingerprinting equipment is a contract through 3M Cogent, and it's a really neat system, and it's kind of fun to watch the process, and people get out fairly quick. We put it on our we have an attached building on the end of the Bethel building called the Marvin building, and that's kind of a, it's not in the correction center, it's not in the chemical dependency service center, so it's a neutral place where people can come in, get in and out fairly quickly, easy access. It's the first entrance into the Bethel building with a handicap accessible door, so it makes it easy for folks to get the process, and so I think employers win, I think potential employees win, and I think the facility's offering services to people.
Obviously, they win, too. The clientele, you know, the clientele that you're serving, the vulnerable adults, they certainly win, too.
Absolutely, and you know, in recent history, four facilities, including Bethel, if there's a technical difficulty with a background study or the paper trail or something gets lost, a study might be done. But if there's something lost or misplaced with a piece of paper or something, agencies can get cited. This really tightens up that process, and it makes it fast, it makes it expedient, and people have answers right away, and it's integrated with you know, all the healthcare facilities, so it's everybody wins.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you very much for having us. Much appreciated.
Dennis Cummings, the executive director of Duluth Bethel, our guest this morning on Northland Morning.